Say, aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. Food processors have been called the workhorse of the kitchen. But are you the kind of cook that uses it every day, or only when you need to make hummus? Let's dig into this. Modern food processors are generally credited to Albrecht von Goertz and the StarMix MX3 food processor. The machine debuted in the 1960s and was met by home cooks with a resounding, meh. About the same time, a Frenchman saw the amount of prep work that chefs were doing and came up with his own machine. Things changed in the 1970s when Carl Sontheimer created Cuisinart and began promoting the device. It's important to note that the food processor differs from the food chopper. You can see those being hawked on late-night TV. They can have plungers on top or a crank that turns an internal blade. You may find one of those works better for you, but it's unlikely your arm will be any match for a high-powered electric motor. We also need to talk about the difference between food processors and blenders. If all you do is make margaritas, then stick to your blender, especially after you blow out your flip-flop, step on a pop-top, cut your heel, and cruise on back home. Blenders are great for drinks, liquids such as salad dressings, and liquefying soups, although I prefer an immersion blender for that. If you want to make your own almond butter, then pull out a food processor. Processors seem like simple devices, and they are. A motor, a bowl, a spindle, and a blade. They can wail on cabbage and make slaw. Want to make hamburgers from pot roast or upgrade Fido's dinner menu? Pop a few chunks of meat in there and you're well on your way. You can also use processors to make pie dough. A food processor is sometimes better than a blender for homemade mayonnaise because it can more easily emulsify oil into other ingredients. It can also break up additions such as garlic and parsley. You can take cream and make homemade butter. Nut butters work well in a food processor, and you can grind grains to make your own flour. One of my favorite uses for the machine is pesto. Attachments for food processors help you grate carrots and potatoes. You can slice potatoes, eggplant, or any other sturdy vegetable. They can shave Brussels sprouts and turn stale bread into breadcrumbs. Some cooks use the machine to shred cheese, but I've broken too many mixing bowls to attempt that, so my tool is the standard box grater. Hopefully you'll have better luck. Just don't try to grate soft cheese like Brie's, you'll just make a mess. Also, it's not a good idea to put ice in food processors. Watery foods like oranges or other fruits don't do well, but that doesn't mean you can't make bananas and Nutella. Substitute peanut butter if you like. Go ahead. Indulge yourself. Food processors range in price from around $50 to several hundred dollars. People who test these machines, like America's Test Kitchen, say more expensive isn't better. Buying a sturdy, mid-level machine will handle most of the needs of home cooks. So now, when it comes to food processors, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.